Welcome to No Duct Tape, the podcast that celebrates the strength in vulnerability and empowers you to embrace your authentic self. I'm your girl Ify, your guide through this transformative exploration of personal stories and growth. How can we create a safe and open space for everyone to thrive and be their best selves? What does it take to overcome societal expectations and speak up with unveiling conviction? Well, together we'll peel back the layers of experiences, uncovering the wisdom gained from our unique paths. Are you ready to embrace vulnerability and unlock the boundless possibilities that await you? Let's embark on this extraordinary adventure of self-discovery and personal empowerment. Story time. I'm your girl Ify, and this is No Duct Tape, motivation and self-improvement. Yo, do I not have story time for you right now? Let me tell you something that is crazy, right? I've been taking some time into trying to figure out the point or the moment that I'm in my life. And I have to say, I'm trying to find my footing in everything that I'm doing. And I'm actually very excited also about it as well. But it doesn't even shy away from the fact that your lieve happens. Life happens. And that's where I'm at. So I am a 27-year-old and I am from Pretoria, but now I live in Johannesburg. And that has happened because Ntulumsebe in Zeta side, and I am a digital marketing specialist. I love my job. It's an experience each and every day. I learn something new every single day. And yo, being in a new environment also is another situation on its own, right? I live with my friend and her sister. Well, technically our sister, because my friend and I, you know, see closest in J. You know, we friends, we sisters. We actually very inseparable. And I think also it's tapping into how her and I are very, very like intertwined, the way that we are so close and so one with one another. We get along, we complement one another, especially in regards to personality, spiritual journey, faith, you know, our love for God. And I, guys, nyakujela, it's something that I would never trade for anything in the world, to be quite honest. But anyway, cool. I'm in this new journey of my life. And let me tell you, story time today is based on trying to find your footing in the world, guys. Like, trying to find your footing in the world. And I'm actually tapping into that because I need to find my footing. And the reason I need to find my footing is because I feel like in some cases or in some way, shape or form, I'm drowning a little bit. And funny enough, it had to take a mental breakdown a couple of weeks ago for me to realize that, Ify, you're going through it, girl, you know? So I start a new job, cool, moving into a new city. This happened in the space of a few days. I went to an interview on a Wednesday. They told me that they would give me feedback the end of the week. Later on that day, on the Wednesday, I was told that, okay, the boss wants to see you on Thursday. Please make the time. Cool, sharp. Went for it. On Thursday, spoke to the boss. Did I not get the job on the spot? Hallelujah, Jesus is good. Jesus is good. I'm a girl from Pretoria. I came all the way to Johannesburg for that interview. My friend that I currently live with lives in Johannesburg. So I was like, hey, Choza, I have an interview. I need to come through that side. She's like, aye, Fady. That's what happened. Cool. Get the job on the spot. I'm asked, when can you start? I'm like, no, next week is fine. I didn't think that's what was going to happen. And in fact, next week was the beginning of a new month. So I'm thinking, okay, next week. Yeah. She's like, I need you to start on Monday. It is Thursday, may I just say. It's Thursday. They say start on Monday. I need to go home on Friday with my friend and our sister. And I need to go pack. Because Monday, ngiyaqala umsebenzi. Ha. Like this. Like this. Monday, I go to work. Fine. Start working. Week two, I think it was week 3. My body was like, I was never ready for this. I was never ready for this. I start off by feeling as though I'm going to faint. I feel lightheaded. I ask my supervisor, I'm like, what would you do if I fainted? And she's like, what's going on? I'm like, I feel like I'm losing my breath. I sit down at my table. I'm like, I don't feel good. I don't feel good. I feel my body just saying, no, no, no. I'm like, what am I gonna do now? I feel hot. I'm shivering. I'm shaking. Everything is happening at the same time. I feel like the room is spinning. Next point of action, Till get up. Everyone's like, if you get up from your chair. I said, guys, I can't feel anything right now. I go into my boss's office. My boss wasn't there at the time. She had stepped out. Did I not have a full-blown panic attack at work? I haven't been there for a month. May I just add? I haven't been there for a month, but my body was like, yeah, but we were not ready for this. Your life transformed just like that. Because even the week of the interview, I was finishing a contract from another job, a 6-week contract. That ended on Monday. I got a job on Thursday. God is good. But my body was like, yeah, it's good, but we were never ready. Let me tell you something. That was the craziest moment of my life. That was the craziest moment ever. I had a panic attack at work. Everybody had to help me. I took off my jersey. I was having a full-on panic attack at work. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't find myself. I felt my head spinning. I was shivering. I was hot. When they check my temperature is spiking. In that moment, I was ready to go have lunch. But my body was like, no, you're not going to have lunch. We are going to attack you right now. I was literally sleeping on the floor on my boss's rug because they were like, girl, you will not do this to us. You will not do this to us. They gave me food because I had lunch. They gave me my food. I ate my food and I couldn't finish it, obviously. And they were like, you're going home. I called an Uber. I went home. When I got into the house, I find my sister, my friend, like, and then Ify, what's going on? I'm like, yeah, did I not have a panic attack at work? In that moment, trying to explain my story, I had a second panic attack on that spot. I had another panic attack and it's like, what on earth is going on? What on earth is going on with you, girl? There was just a lot going on. I have my second panic attack. We take a moment, everything is fine. After a while, or rather not even that day, but I think a couple of days later, because the next day I did go back to work and they asked me if I'm okay, am I sure? I remember even that night of the panic attack, I told my mom that I had a panic attack. She encouraged me not to go to work, but you know, life moves, to be quite honest. And also I'm at a new job, I'm on probation and I just need to find my footing. Not that my boss wouldn't have understood. It was just me, my brain. I need to go back to work. I feel better. I'm good. All of it. Great. But the moral of the story is we have to be aware, or rather we need to be cognizant of the fact that we are human. You will want the money. You will want the car. You will want the house. You will want the family. You will want all these things in life. But what is having all these things when you're constantly at a panic, when you're constantly having panic attacks, when you're constantly just going through a lot? Do you allow your body to be on some, let me take this in, or because we are always on the move, or we always want to get our lives together, that we force ourselves into situations that force our bodies to say, not now. We have to choose to be human first. And not that that's an excuse for you to be incompetent, or to choose to be a mean person, a horrible person, or hopelanje because you can. No. But for the main reason that your body is going to say that I have blood flowing through the veins. I'm the one pumping your heart. I'm the one that makes sure that your brain gets enough oxygen. It's my job to make sure that you are breathing, are waking up in the morning. But if you're not going to listen to me, if you're not going to take in what I'm telling you right now, that I need you to take a break, I will shut you down. I will shut you down and I will do it quickly. And that's what my body did. I had to think. I had to figure out. And I had to be reminded that for the longest time, I've been praying about wanting a job. For the longest time, I've been anxious about having my contract for 6 weeks end and not knowing where forward is. Because I want financial stability in my life. I want to be able to be independent. God, hear me. A, B, C, D. But we forget also to pray about God, prepare me for what it is that I'm going into. Yes, I want it all, but am I prepared? I'm grateful. I'm grateful for that moment. I'm grateful. It was painful. Panic attacks hurt like shit. But I'm grateful that I took a moment and I was like, God, I needed you to knock on my door and say, Tseo, you need to choose you first. Yes, you will want the money. Yes, you will want this. Yes, A, B, C, D, all of it. I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. And let me tell you, I'm opening those doors for you. But don't let your desperation be the reason for your downfall, because you will crash. So I just want to remind you at this moment that in everything that it is that you need or want in your life, you have to remember to breathe. You have to remember to prepare. You have to remember to take a moment. Because if you do not choose all those things, if you do not put yourself in that situation, or if you don't allow yourself to take the moments to breathe, to take it in, to say, God, thank you, you are going to crash. You are going to crash. The reason I placed it this way is because I just need you to understand that life is always on a movement. There's always a wheel that is turning. There's always a way in which that you want to, you got to. But if you're not prepared for it, then what? If you're not praying about it, then what? If you're not making the right decisions or the conscious decisions, then what? Yes, I got the job at the time that I wanted it, the timeline that I prayed for it. But what else was I doing to prepare myself for it? Yes, I got it, and those are the kind of things that we need to tap into. And yes, I do suffer from anxiety and depression, but I didn't want that to be the base of the reason that each and every one of us need to take care of ourselves first. It is just me encouraging you to be your own advocate. To say, I will take a step back if I need to. I will take a moment if I need to. I just need to breathe first before anything else. And that is imperative. So I hope you heard me. I hope you felt me. I hope my story time wasn't boring. I hope that it was insightful. And I hope that you can tap into yourself and be on some, girl, or boy, I gotta figure this shit out. But in order for me to do that, I need to prepare for it first. Because I could go in head first. But what's gonna happen? I'm gonna get hurt. Is that good? Is that a good enough reason? Nah, maybe not. But yeah, until our next episode, I'm your girl, Ify, and this is No Duct Tape. Let's remove that duct tape from our mouths and share these stories, because we need to help one another. The world is moving, and we need to move along with it. Until our next episode, I'm your girl, Ify. This is No Duct Tape, motivation and self-improvement. I'm out. Thank you for joining us on this thought-provoking episode of No Duct Tape, where we've explored the importance of creating a safe, open space for personal growth and empowerment. I hope you were inspired to embrace vulnerability, to speak up, and to take steps forward, becoming the best version of yourself. Remember, your story has the power to impact others and create positive change. Join us again next time as we continue to uncover
the untold stories and amplify diverse voices. Together, let's build a community where authenticity and acceptance reigns. Until then, keep sharing, keep growing, and keep shining your light. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your girl, Ify. Ciao. No duct tape. Embracing vulnerability and building an inclusive community.